Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. God.
I'm Sherry Schreiner, and it's another year. Happy New Year, folks. It is now 2018, and this is the year that's just going to be total hell, folks. And so this is going to get interesting now. And so a couple things I want to talk about. You know, last year we expected a lot of things to happen that didn't happen. And you kind of felt the kick probably in September when things started to veer left for us, you know. I figured when the pole shift didn't happen that things were going to get delayed, and they did. And so you kind of knew, you know, not too much ever happens in the winter, and it never does. But we're going by what seems like the timeline, the same timeline of dates for the past 10 years. I mean, since I caught on to them. That it didn't matter what year it was. It was just always the same months and the same dates that you could follow like a train. And it was the roller coaster effect because, you know, it would come and go and things wouldn't happen. You know, they were trying to establish the New World Order under Freemasonry. And it's always been what they refer to as the P2 Lodge that was dominating the New World Order, and everybody in it had to become a Mason, and you would work your way up. And so it was kind of a takeover of our country since Bush became president. And just real, you know, when Reagan was president, let's take a walk down memory lane a little bit. When Ronald Reagan was president, he was not a baby-raping, sacrificing, blood-drinking Satanist. Now, Nancy was a witch, but Nancy was involved in spiritism and astrology witchcraft. She was involved in that angle of witchcraft. And everything she did, she would do it on the astrological calendar. You know, the moon had to be right, and the retrograde and upgrade and downgrade sideways. She was into numbers by astrological signs. And so they were so fed up with Reagan because he wasn't one of them that they literally made him an honorary member of Masonry, which means they just put his name on a certificate basically and claimed he's a Mason. Because he had never joined a lodge. He wasn't part of the whole brotherhood. And so they tried to kill him several times. And when George Bush Sr. became president is when this whole satanic part of the Masonry crowd took over. Because our country has always been run by the Masons. I mean, you can look at Thomas Jefferson and all of them, but they weren't the satanic blood sacrificing Masons that we have now. And so Bush Sr. took over, and after that, with the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas, we had a total satanic takeover of our country. And so this is what Trump is up against, and this is what Trump is trying to take down. And from what I know, from what the father was telling me last night, is that this P2 Lodge, this Freemasonry run by the Vatican, is now dead. It's over. It's no longer going to be the power force of the world order that's taking over. And so we've seen the dismantling of the deep state. Trump has been plucking the feathers for the last several months. But most importantly is that the leadership has been terminated in the background. They were working with a branch of the Ashtar Command with Sananda and Maitreya and Germain and all them. And Ashtar's Command still exists as a whole because there's just thousands in the Ashtar Command itself. But this particular branch is eliminated. And so they had their time to get stuff done, and they just couldn't do it. They just could never get it done. and so it's been eliminated. And so what we're dealing with now, and this is going to throw a lot of people off because it's already throwing me off trying to figure stuff out, is there's always been several routes to get to the New World Order, a one-world government run by Lucifer. And the Chinese have always been a big part of that one. And this is the route that's going to be taken. We are going from just when you thought you had it all figured out with the number system that the Masons used, we're going from Freemasonry to the Zodiac. Literally, we're going to the Zodiac astrological calendar. And so everything we had figured out before, we could throw all that out the window. Because now everything's going to be based on the astrology calendar. So, you know, I've always said that, you know, we've always had the two routes. We had the New Age, la, 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 Ashtar, and then we had the Chinese overtaking America. And that's why Trump has said nothing about the burning of California, about UN troops in the cities, the UN bringing in their equipment over the years. You know, he has said absolutely nothing about that entire regime that's seemingly been working in the underside of America. And that's because they're going to be dominant. It's going to be dominant. You know, the Chinese are Lilith's seed on Earth. The oldest race on the Earth is the Chinese. And so who would Satan trust as the most dominant race on the world when he would come to power? It would be the Chinese, his own seed line. And so this is what we're going from. We're going from the Freemasonry run, New Age, la, 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 that whole agenda. I have spent almost 17 years warning people about, to this Chinese invasion, Zodiac calendar dominance. And so everything that's going to be happening is going to be based on their numbers, their calendars. And the only thing I know about the Chinese is that they like the number 8. And on February 16th is the first of their year. Their new year begins on February 16th this year. And it ends on, I think, February 4th next year or 19th. Can't remember which one it was. But it's quite different from ours. I don't know why they show New Year's Day in Hong Kong or Shanghai or China or whatever. Maybe I'm looking at Japan and not China, because their New Year's is in February. It's also a double 8. The 16th is 2 8s. So the 16th is a very powerful day in their calendar. So if we're trying to pin dates this race thinks is important, we have to learn a whole new system. You know, I'm looking at, you know, the Zodiac, and I'm just, you know, man, it's almost like full circle, because they started with astrology and the Zodiac calendar from the dawn of time. And then we went through the change to the Gregorian and the Freemasonry system and all the numbers and how they crunched numbers and tortured numbers and worshiped numbers for their things to happen. And now all that's out the window, and we go to a Zodiac system. And so I'm just glad I look up, I see Leo above my head. Leo's big lion. That's good with me. I got Leo above my head. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. And so we're going to see a lot of Chinese taking over kind of stuff. I've been screaming about it for years. And, you know, this is just the direction we're going in, folks. This is the route that they are going to take. This is the route being taken because, like I said, the leaders have been eliminated on the other side. They can kiss their little Sananda and Jermaine goodbye. So unless they totally replace those two, and I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they have time. You know, in 2018, the veil's going to be lifted. And so the veil's going to be lifted, and mankind is going to change. It is the year of goodbye. It's goodbye to things of the old, goodbye to the things of the way they were. There's going to be a lot of death and destruction this year. It's a year of goodbye. And so a lot of things are going to change this year that are never going to be reversed. I mean, face it, once the veil is lifted, you know, that means that the dimensions become merged. That means people who have wanted to see angels are going to see angels. People who have wanted to see aliens are going to see aliens and demons. There's going to be no blockage from the other dimension. Dimensions will merge. And so this ought to be everything of last year that we've waited for happening this year. So things I would expect, the things we were waiting for last year was the pole flip. I think we were waiting for that towards the end of this year, last year. And they've got the pole flip and the sixth seal. And so I always felt that the sixth seal would take place in May. I've just always felt that, end of May. I don't know what year. I don't know if it'll be 2018. All I know about 2018 is it's the year of everything changes. Everything changes. It's the year of goodbye to the old and in with the new. And so, and having to learn this whole new transition, because we're so used to the New World Order running everything, that we're going to have to learn the system of the Asians, folks, and this astrology stuff. I'm not saying become astrology buffs and all that, because Bible condemns the worship of the stars. But we need to know just enough to know what days and numbers they use, just like we did with Freemasonry, so that we know what their handprint is. And eventually we learn their handprint was in everything. And even knowing their numbers, and for all the knowledge we had, it never prevented anything. It never prevented a false flag from happening, knowing in advance it was going to happen. They always pulled them off anyway. The thing we're going to have to learn about the Chinese is that they very rarely do anything in quiet. When they do something, it's loud and it's in numbers. And so that's the way they do things in China. I've never heard of a Chinese secret service because, you know, they don't do anything in secret. They don't do anything quiet. When they do something, it's just obnoxious and it's dominant. A lot of people having dreams of UN troops, Chinese troops in our streets in the last days. And this is why, folks. Because they're going to be here. This is the route that is being switched to. So, I think over the next couple of weeks, as the new year begins and rolls, they'll start becoming more and more dominant. I don't know how they'll do it. I don't know what Trump's going to do about it. I don't know if he's going to prepare the country for just a new global currency system, which seems to be the kickoff as well. Because the yuan has become the world's leading currency, which is now gold-backed. And it's going to replace the dollar as the leading world currency. I don't know if it will replace the dollar once the dollar is becoming gold-backed. If they'll go ahead and keep a gold-backed dollar and change the USD to a USN, which is gold-backed. Either way, they're going to be in charge, so to speak. So I think the whole global currency RV works with their agenda as well, because it unifies all of the world's currency under one computer. People don't understand the significance of that. It really has nothing to do with being backed by gold medals, although that has its advantages. What the whole purpose was to get everything tied under the same computer system and get all of the people that controlled banking and computers replaced by those loyal to the Illuminati. People think we're getting rid of the Illuminati. That's not true. We're just on a different section of it, the Asian branch. And so I asked the father, you know, what's the most dominant thing about it that's going to be? And he said theism. And so I had to look up what's theism. And theism is the belief in a god or gods, which is much different from the Chinese now, because their official state religion is atheism. They persecute Christians. They hate Christians in China. And so this kind of is very prophetic in the fact that we know those who refuse to worship the Antichrist as a god are going to be killed. If you don't worship the image of the beast, you will be killed. If you don't accept the chip, his mark, you can't buy or sell anything. You can't participate in the new global economy. So you're just kind of having to hang on the outside, so to speak, until you get that chip. If you don't get the chip, you've got to access the black markets, the underground economies, to survive. But if you don't worship the beast, they'll kill you. And so you'd have to stay out of any place. And I think this television stuff has a huge part of it, because how would they know if you weren't worshiping the mark of the image of the beast? Are they going to display it on TV, display his image or something, and then force everybody to bow to it or something? I don't know. I don't know how they plan on making that one happen. We just know that they are. And those who refuse to bow to the Antichrist will be killed. So all this definitely plays a part with the FEMA roundups, martial law. Nothing changes. nothing changes because they've always been a part of that anyway. And now they're just coming in. They'll hide under the guise of the UN because the UN will become, is if you look at the UN troops, it's always dominant NATO troops and Chinese, and that's, you know, the Chinese have been dominating Africa for the past 20 years, and that's what the real fight in Libya and elsewhere has been, because the Chinese are dominating and controlling the majority of the mining in Africa and the resources. The fight has been on for global resources for a long time. And China's been winning that war. And Hillary Clinton, through 2008, what was that I was warning about? It was on my website. How she gave up the sovereignty of America to the Chinese back in 2008. It was her and Obama's collusion to hand America over to China to destroy America, and he did it. He did it. People just don't believe it. They don't want to believe it's even possible. But since then, what has happened, folks? Since then, they've been quietly dominating and eating up real estate all through America, HSBC and Wells Fargo becoming the largest banks here. And what's HSBC? Hong Kong Shanghai Bank of China. And they've been eating up all ownership of all these other branches of banks, Key Banks, Chase, Goldman Sachs banks. They have been eating up thousands of banks. If you look in your own banks in your own small town, I bet you'll see that most of them are owned by the HSBC. And that's China. Now, one thing the Chinese cannot stand, folks, is orgone. And so if you start seeing the Chinese building up in your area, dominate it with orgone. Watch California. It's going to become another Hong Kong. LA is going to be another Hong Kong. Get it saturated with the orgone. They hate orgone. They hate orgone. In fact, I remember about 10 years ago, I remember getting an email from an orgone warrior on the border. Lived on the border of Mexico and America. They said that there was these cities in the middle of the desert, these Chinese tent cities, and that they were just sitting there. And I had heard the same thing about southern Texas, that there were these huge tent cities run by the Chinese, and they were just sitting there. And so we saturated the orgone across the border as best as we could. And they started disappearing. They started leaving, dismantling the tent cities and leaving, because the orgone was making them sick. And so I know they hate it. And so that's one defense without firing a shot that we can take down this race that wants to dominate America, because they hate the orgone. And remember, orgone is a positive orgone energy. And the problem with the Chinese is that they're doing a lot of things based on not even human beings. They have the largest cloning facility in the world outside Beijing. They already have 1.5 billion people. Why do they need to clone more people? But they are. They're cloning people. And what happens is when you clone people, they become habitations of devils. They're just like magnets for demons to inhabit that person, that being. It gives them a body to operate out of. And so I think that's what's been happening, is they've been manufacturing bodies for demons. So that when the veil is lifted, anyway, they'll at least have a body they can operate in. Because demons are fourth dimensional beings. Aliens are fifth dimensional. They're two different dimensions, folks. And demons don't have bodies, physical bodies. And so they'll inhabit humans, and they'll inhabit fake, cloned bodies. And aliens can do the same thing. They have a body. That's why you see grays and reptilians and the bears. And the bears are still above us. They haven't gone anywhere. They're still above us. We were waiting for maybe they would do something on New Year's. They did nothing. Which has been typical of this entire regime. They do nothing. And that's why they've been eliminated. I don't know what's going to happen with the bears that are above us. I don't know if they'll still attack. I'm sure eventually they will. Because they're little kids too. And so now that the Chinese are going to be dominant on the earth, they will be dominant in space with Lilith's offspring. Because the Chewies and the Chimps and the Chewbaccas and Bigfoots, that's all Lilith's kids. It's Lilith's offspring. Just as the Greys were. You know, they still dominated on both angles. Because once you got to the top of Freemasonry, what was the big secret? What was the big secret that you had to go through all those rituals and all those degrees to learn? Well, the big secret was that Freemasonry was run by a tall gray. That was the big secret. And who were the tall grays? Those were Lilith's kids with Solomon's. Lilith and Solomon created an offspring together. She had them in space. And they were the tall grays. And they were the ones running the secret societies down here on Earth. And that's exactly what Ashtar Command is they're tall grays. And they would manufacture human bodies. And they were going to come and play Ascended Masters on Earth as Jesus Christ and as the 12th Imam. The Muslims were waiting for, and Saint Germain, who's been leading all the world economic forums for the past 50 years and guiding and goading the nations into this new world order plan based under Freemasonry. Yeah, they were the ones running all of that. But they also run the Chinese. They also run all of that. They run both sides. And the Chinese are literally their own offspring. We're going to be at war with China, folks. We're going to be at war with China. Because there's no other way of being able to understand and take what they're doing. Working under the radar now is multiculturalism, mixing the cities up. And like I said, they don't do anything quietly. They're loud, obnoxious, and dominant. And that's how it's going to end up playing out. You know, it was several years ago. I remember back in 2014, 2015, that they were stuffing, they had 20,000 Chinese soldiers stuffed in the underground base in L.A. And this was at Christmas time. And they were waiting to pull them out. And they were shuffling them around the country. They weren't just stuffed in L.A. They were in underground bases elsewhere around the country because they were going to pull them out to then dominate 10 American cities. They were going to take over 10 American cities. And this was back during Obama's reign, and he knew about it. He knew about it. He didn't care. But it never happened. It never materialized. And you have to wonder why that was stopped. That never happened, never materialized. And so you kind of wait every year to see, is this the year that the Chinese are going to take over? Because the plan was 20 American cities. If they had to scale back, they would do 10. But they have the full capability of bringing in thousands of Chinese soldiers up through the Panama Canal, up through that way by land, over by ship. Ask yourself why we have 13 to 17 military bases in Alaska now. They've been using that Northern Pacific waterway route from Alaska to China to traffic children and humans, and probably use it to traffic armies as well. They're bringing the Chinese in, stuffing them down from the northwest. I mean, they have an underground subway system, folks, hypersonic sound subway system. And you can travel around the world in this thing. And that's all they have to do is get Chinese over and at one point get them anywhere in the country pretty quickly. But this is what we're dealing with in the next couple weeks. It's going to be a transition phase between learning what their system is based on astrology, and I'm one of these people that I'll just never get it. I'll never get it. You have the upgrades and the downgrades and the retrogrades and the sideways, and they're just signs to me, the gates. But they have this whole worship thing out of them. And this year in astrology is the year of the dog in Chinese astrology. And their astrology runs on 12-year cycles. And this is the year of the dog, and the next year is the year of the pig. And then we begin a new cycle of 12 years with the rat. So you have the next 3 years in Chinese astrology, according to their own zodiac signs. 2018 is the year of the dog. 2019 is the year of the pig. 2020 is the year of the rat. And then after that, you've got the ox and the tiger, the rabbit and the dragon and the snake. Every year is represented by an animal. They have 12 animals. You've probably seen this in Chinese restaurants. Then you look up the year you're born, what animal you are. They go by the year you're born. In our astrology, it's all based on the month, your astrological sign. The Chinese is totally different. But that's why it's going to be a transition. It's going to be a transition, folks. I think once everybody kicks into the fact that we're going to be under the zodiac instead of Freemasonry, it'll get the ball rolling to awaken people. They don't have a lot of time. They don't have a lot of time. This is the year everything changes. This is the year of goodbye. It's goodbye to the old and bringing in the new. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Wednesday. Don't forget to support your favorite ministry on the planet. You can go to SherryShriner.com, click on the donate page, and join my Patreon and become a member of the army I'm building here on the planet for the Lord. You can go to patreon.com/SherryShriner. Till Wednesday, everybody. God bless.